VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
ay gugulang at ikaw puntado ang mundo. Peto pe gugulang at ikaw puntado.
Voice of Indonesia. Listener, here is the quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero of Indonesia and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known also as a very responsible leader. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So recently we are, but we are focused so much on the thing called MBG, or the Free Nutritional Meal Program, and people are asking, what about the Nusantara, the new capital city of our country located in East Kalimantan? So recently our President Prabowo Subianto has confirmed that the development will continue until 2029, and this was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, following a meeting with the President in Jakarta on Monday. And according to him, the President has ensured an allocated budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah for the period of 2025 until 2029, according to Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono. And according to him, during the meeting, the allocated budget will be set for the next 5 years, and apparently the President also has signed a presidential instruction about budget saving policies. So this year's Nusantara development, the budget for this development has been reduced by more than a half. And the minister added that the authority of the new capital city also has been requested to submit a letter to the Minister of Finance about the budget adjustment.
Mimpi adalah kunci untuk kita menaklukkan dunia. Berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia. Selamanya. Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyum. yang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita.
Do you believe me that this song actually came from a novel? Apparently, well, I oversimplify it. Actually, Laskar Pelangi or The Rainbow Troops is a title of a very famous novel in Indonesia, which was released in 2005. And the movie itself, 3 years later after being released as a book, is released. And it was directed by Riri Riza. And the song by Niji Laskar Pelangi with the same title is also the original soundtrack for the 2008 movie, which is actually not a single movie, listener. It is more like, can we call it a trilogy? Because it has several other, the next titles of the book. And also the next titles of the movie itself, because the movie is about a kid in a, I wouldn't say remote, but in a village in Belitung, and despite everything they still have a dream, they dare to dream despite the condition they are in. And in the next book, I would like just to give you the spoiler about it. Apparently the kid, the main character, become successful in terms of getting it to a higher university, and in another title they finally get to another country to continue their study, but I forget which country. So because I didn't give you the whole detail about it, you might be able to watch the Laskar Pelangi later, or maybe buy the book if you can get the ones in English. It is a very inspiring movie that is leaving a lot of impression for the people since the era of 2008 until even today. And then after Niji with Laskar Pelangi, here is another song. It is coming, I don't think it is from a movie, but it is still enjoyable. We have Viera with Bersamamu or Together With You.
Wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam cinta.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ku meremukanmu. dermaga ini ingin berlabuh. Segala risau hatiku dan biarkan diriku mencintaimu hingga ujung usiaku. Jika nanti ku sanding dirimu miliki aku dengan segala kelemahan. Dan bila nanti engkau di sampingku, jangan pernah letih untuk mencintaiku. Akhirnya ku menemukanmu. Hati ini mulai merapu, ku berharap engkaulah jawaban segala risau hatiku. Dan biarkan mencintaimu hingga ujung usiaku.
Menemukanmu, or finally I find you, a song, a very emotional song by Nav. It is an expression about someone meeting their soulmate and a promise that if one day we get married, you will have all parts of me, including my weakness. Imagine being so exposed towards, or not only exposed but also honest to the ones that you love. You are not hiding anything, you are not pretending to be someone else, but instead you present yourself as who you are. Probably this is what is very important in nowadays relationship. So we can say that in Indonesia we have been talking about the TikTok, quote unquote, the TikTok standard of marriage, something like that, which is worrying for so many people. But as long as you are being honest, as long as you are being, you want to open yourself to somebody else, it will be very, very nice actually. And maybe talking about being open, listener, if you get something, the best thing to do is not only about opening up yourself to other people, but also towards treatment, especially if you have cancer listener. Today is the World Cancer Day, and on today, our Deputy Minister for Health, Dante Saxono Harapuwono, said the government is creating the National Action Plan to handle cancer in Indonesia. Considering the cases of cancer is increasing, and it can be affecting the health sector in the country. And according to the minister, the deputy minister Dante, cancer is one of the number one, not only number one, but among the top five of the death causes in global and also in Indonesia, with an annual new cases were 408,000, and the death caused by cancer is around 242,000 people per year in Indonesia. Therefore, according to the deputy minister, cancer examination, a regular cancer examination, is a crucial step in managing or even in handling the cases of cancer. So I wish that if you know that you have cancer, or maybe you are fighting for some stigma about it, maybe you need to find the best people to give you support. And maybe if you don't have cancer and you know that someone around you is having cancer, because cancer is not only a battle against the cancer or health itself, it's more like about a battle between anger, anxiety, regret, sadness, sorrowness, and everything is a very emotional thing. So that the theme for the World Cancer Day is not about the treatment, as we know that usually we talk about the days related to the health issues. Usually it is only mostly about the treatment equality across the places, but in today it is, the title is United by Unique, which is promoting the people aspect in the cancer treatment. And the ones involved in the cancer treatment is not only the patient and the doctor, but everybody is giving their own contribution in the treatment for cancer. So I'd like to say happy World Cancer Day. And in the morning, this morning, we had a very nice interview about it with a cancer survivor and also the doctor related to cancer that you can watch again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And before, we have you a very interesting story coming from Indonesia. We'd like to play you this one. We have Noah with Separuh Aku. to this listener, you'll be listening to a story about the Hasapi instrument coming from Daw Sumatra. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality.
Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The sound of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants a harahap, as Hasapi musicians feels that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrust major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
Sasapi can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Sasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is Mi tune. The second one is Do. The second tune is known as Batak Stan. The first string is for Re, and the second one is for low sol. Sasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Sasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Sasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Sasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Sasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Sasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Sasapi Doal and Sasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
Listener, here's the news first. The headlines: IDX opens positively on Tuesday. Financial Services Authority issues new bank secrecy regulation, and here is the news in detail. The Indonesian Composite Index, or IDX, opened positively on Tuesday morning. The IDX strengthened by 61.47 points, or 0.87%, to the level of 7,091.46. Meanwhile, the LQ45 also shared an increase by 4.82 points, or 0.59 points, to the level of 816.29.
Still about financing, the Indonesian Financial Services Authority, or OJK, issued Regulation Number 44, Year 2024, on bank secrecy. As an update for the Bank Indonesia regulation issued back in 2000, the authority's acting head for Financial Literacy and Inclusion and Communication Department, Ismail Riyadi in Jakarta, just said the new regulation will be a guideline for all stakeholders, including legal enforcers and banks. Quoted from Antara, the new regulation is also a follow-up of the Law No. 4, 2023 on Financial Sector Development and Strengthening. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jatuh hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan terus.